So we left off yesterday trying to analyze another difficult Rambam. We seem to have a lot of difficult Rambams in the Sugya of Chovel. The Rambam makes the comment about a Chovel b'chaver b'yom kippurim that has to be understood in light of everything we've been talking about, some of the unique statements of the Rambam concerning Chovel in general. So we just go back for a moment. The Rambam on the 8th of the Ramakomos in Ilchus Chovel Mazik, Peregdal Lachatest, the Rambam taught us that a Chovel b'chaver b'yom kippurim afil b'meizin chayav b'tashlumin. If a person is Chovel on his friend on Yom Kippur, even though he's doing it intentionally, which is going to mean that he should be subject to Malchus, that's what we would expect him to get, even though he intentionally did an aveir that would warrant Malchus, and the general rule the Rambam concedes is that when you have a combination of the two, you get Malchus and you don't pay. That's a given. That Kedei Rishoso teaches us Risha Achas Tabachayvo, the Iyat Tabachayvo Beis Rishil, so you're definitely not going to be Chayv both. And the one of the two that you're going to get, we assume, is Malchus. So how come this is different? Manishtadi Yom Kippur. So says the Rambam, Kachem Advarim Bekol Chutz Bichov Bechaveiro, Shum Mishale. When it comes to Chovel, so then the tables are turned, and you always pay rather than getting Malchus. This is a quote right out of the Gemara Ksubas in the third parak, that normally the rule is loka v'yana mishalim. By Chovel, the exact opposite is true, because there's a cost of mishalim v'yana loka. The only problem is that the application of this rule in the Gemara itself is talking about the fact that when a person wounds their friend, they should have been chayav Malchus for the isser of hitting somebody. So that issue of hitting somebody is canceled, is revoked by the Chiyuv Tashlumin. How in the world did the Rambam know that it applies to other lavim as well? When a person violates the issue of Malacha Yom Kippur, which is a totally separate, distinct issue, how did the Rambam know that we go to the rule of Beferishub Satara, Chova Bechavel Tashlumin? So how did the Rambam know it? So we gave a little bit of a lumdus yesterday. The Rambam clearly understood that the lumdus of the din, that Beferishub Satara, Chova Bechavel Tashlumin, is teaching me that the Torah is, in a sense, putting up on a pedestal the Chovel Tashlumin for Chovel. Chovel, the Tashlumin of Chovel trumps everything. The Yesod HaDavar is that it's so critical, it's so absolutely necessary for the Torah to impose the payment on the Chovel, that's going to trump all lavim. It's going to trump the lav of hitting somebody, it's going to trump the lav of doing Malach on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam understood that that's the nature of the din of Beferishub Satorah. The problem is that although it makes sense logically, it seems to be against an explicit sugya that appears in Ksubas Taf Lamed Aleph. So let's take back to the 9th of the Maram Kamos, now to understand a little bit better that sugya in Ksubas Taf Lamed Aleph, and then to be able to ultimately put all the pieces together and understand it Shittas HaRambam. So the Gemara in Ksubas Taf Lamed Aleph of Beis is commenting on the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in the third paragraph of Ksubas, that speaks about the knas of ones. A person forcibly attacks a young girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. She's not married, so there's no sin of taking place here, but he attacks a single girl to the age of 12 and 12 and a half. The Gemara talks about it, but if she's under 12, again, those are the details of the parasha of ones. So the din is that he has to pay X amount of money. The Torah says he has to pay 50 shekel. He has to marry her if she wants to, if the father wants to. If they're not interested in this fellow, so then they have every right to deny that that they were moichel that tzchus. But if for some reason they actually want that he should now marry her, so then the din is that he's mechuyav to do so. But we're going to focus right now on the knas of 50 shekel. So the Mishnah raises the question, does the knas of 50 shekel apply if the person who he attacked was somebody who was not only the aveira, but ma'ani somebody was in a sense a much more serious aveira. He was bol achoso. He attacks his own sister. Achaz aviv, he attacks his own aunt. Achaz ishto, his wife's sister. All these women who just by coincidence be arayas to him. So now what the fellow did was, in a sense, a double risha. On the one hand, he's chayav to pay the 50 shekel for the aveir of ones, al tashlumin, the mamon, but he's also chayav kares for violating gilui arayas. Now, kares per se will not be enough to kick in the rule of kibble v'ravine, because although there was one tanna that held that way, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana's opinion was that even in an onesh of kares, even in an onesh in shemayim, is enough for the rule of kibble v'ravine to kick in, and you wouldn't have to pay. We happen not to paskin that way. We paskin that only Chayv Misa's Beis Din can kick in the regular rule of Kilu Dramine. So we're not learning the Sugya Kilu Dramine right now, but the Sugya that we are learning is Eina Loko Mishalim. Because once this person violates an Issachares, every Issachares, by definition, will carry with it a Chiv of Malkus. So let's say the person is Bala Chosel. The person is he's Ma'anis, his own sister. So now he's Ma'anis, his own sister, so two Chiyufim and now he's potentially slapped with. Number one, he's Chayav Kares slash Malkus. That's one Chiyuf, so he's Chayav Malkus for the violation of Gidei Arayis. And number two, he's also Chayav Mamon for being Ma'anis, a young girl. So the question is, what do you do with such a person? So comes the Mishnah, and he said, and the Mishnah tells us that he has to pay the money. The Mishnah says, "Fair, Elu Nair Sheshem Knas Habola Choso." So he asks the Gemara, the ninth in the Rambam Gemara. So a minute, we have a contradiction. Elu Hainalokin. The Mishnah says in the third prayer of Malkus, the following of Averus carry with them Malkus Habola Choso V'Yalachas Oviv V'Yalachas Ima V'Yalachas Ishto V'Yal Eishes Achiv V'Yal Eishes Achiyoviv V'Yal Hanida. Any of the above cases will carry with it Malkus. Kaimalon, and we all know the Eina Loko Mishalim, so we know that that's not an option to get both. So how could the one Mishnah Ksuba say that you pay the money, and the Mishnah Makos says you get Makos? That's not fair. That's a combination of two Mishnayos. So how do you resolve that contradiction? One Mishnah says you get Malkus, one Mishnah says you get Mammon. It's impossible that you get both. So comes the Gemara with the multiple answers to this. And the one that's important for us is on the 10th of the Rambam Kamos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, it depends on the following. Afilu tema chosa nara. We're talking about his sister who's a nara between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. So she's definitely a candidate for the Knas. Kansha hisubo, kansha lo hisubo. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that when do we say that you get Malkus and you don't have to pay? That's if you really truly get Malkus, if you physically get Malkus. Namely, they warned you, they gave you Hasra, and now you're going to literally, not just theoretically get Malkus, but you're physically going to get Malkus. If you physically get Malkus, then we're not going to make you pay money. And that's what the Mishnah in Malkus is talking about, Elu Hanaloikin. Elu Hanaloikin means if they gave you Hasra and they said, don't do that terrible avera of being honest, this girl, because she happens to be your sister, and the guy did it anyway, he's Chai Malkus. Would he have to pay the Knas? No. Because Eina Loka Umishalim. However, when it comes to if he did it without Hasra, he wasn't literally warned. So then, hands are tied. Beis Din cannot punish a person. Bodily punishment, physical punishment cannot be meted out without Hasra. Neither Misa nor Malkus can be administered without Hasra. And therefore, since the person is not a Loka technically, so then by default, he still has to pay the cash. He has to pay the Knas of 50 shekel. So Rabbi Yochanan explains the seeming discrepancy between the two Mishnayos. One Mishnah that says Malkus, one Mishnah that says Mammon. It's not a discrepancy. Talk about two different cases. One is talking about there was Hasra, one's talking about there was no Hasra. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's solution to the problem. But we have to take a step back and analyze one of these cases of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that in a case when they are going to be Chayav, when the fellow is going to be Chayav Malkus, he's Chayav Malkus for Baal HaChoso. So that Chayav Malkus is going to be the engine that's going to drive us to say Chayav Malkus, yes, Chayav of 50 shekel, no. That's the assumption of Rabbi Yochanan. Comes Rabbi Kivega and starts to connect the dots on this statement of Rabbi Yochanan in light of what we just read that Rambam a little bit before. Comes Rabbi Kivega and says, wait a second, let's put things into perspective. We just said that if you ball a chosa b'ones, Malkus, yes, that carries the day, and a local mishalim. Stops as Rabbi Kivega. Every time that you're ma'anes somebody, there are multiple tashlumin that you have to pay. Number one, you have to pay the knas, the set amount, the 50 shekel. But that's not the end of the game. You have to pay for nezek also. You have to pay for tsar. You have to pay for boshes. There are Shemesh Ripoy, probably not too much of that in these kinds of a nezek. There are a whole list of other tashlumin which are plain and simple chovel dikat tashlumin. Forget about the parasha 50 shekel. The chovel dikat tashlumin, of course we're going to slap you with that. What's the shaila? So comes Rabbi Kivega and says, wait a second, if we're making you pay all those different tashlumins, so why don't we turn around and say, Beferish Rips the Torah, Chovel Latashlumin. The Torah says that Chovel always pays, and once you pay, so Mamela, that's going to knock off the Chiyav of Malkus. So how can the Gemara say, we're going to give you Malkus for Baal HaChoso, and that's going to knock off the Chiyav of Knas? That may be true, but something's going to knock that off. A is going to be greater than B. That means you're focusing, Rabbi Yochanan is focusing on a very, very limited scope. He's looking at the 50 shekel, together with the Malchus of Balachoso. So he's saying, okay, if there's Malchus, then there's no 50 shekel. But wait, says Rabbi Kivega, what do you say? But there's Nezik Tzar Ripo, there's Nezik Tzar Moshes, all those other Tashlumins, and for those Tashlumins, we apply the rule of Beferishim Satorah, Chovah, Bechavel Tashlumin, and that should trump the Malchus. And once that trumps the Malchus, so then Mimel, there's no Malchus, then Mimel, we can make you pay the 50 shekel also. So why don't you look at the equation from that vantage point? So says Rabbi Kivega, the answer to that question is very simple. The answer is that the rule of Beferishim Satorah, Chovel Tashlumin, was only said vis-a-vis the lav of Chovel. That means when a person cuts off somebody else's arm, so we should give a Malchus for hitting somebody, and we should make him pay for hitting somebody. So the Torah says, instead of giving him Malchus, we'll make him pay. So when you look at those Malchus, when you're looking in particular at that set of Malchus, which is a Chovel Dika Malchus is covered by Beferishim Satorah, a Chovel Bechavel Tashlumen, Mishal Vira Loka. But if it's a Malchus Min Achutz, if it's an external Malchus, so the game's over. It's an external Malchus. There is no such rule. If it's an external Malchus, a local Vietnam Shalom, that's obviously the answer to the problem. The problem is that the Rambam just did away with that answer. By the Rambam, Chovah B'Chaver B'Yom HaKippurim, by the Rambam telling us that Chovah B'Chaver B'Yom HaKippurim is going to be Mishalim Vietnam Lokya, the Rambam plugged in Halacha Tes, Beferish from Satorah, Chovah B'Chaver Tashlumin, even at the expense of a Yom Kippur Tika Malchus. Well, if it's true by a Yom Kippur Tika Malchus, then it's true by a Baal HaChoso Tika Malchus. So now we're back to square one. We're back to our question. That was Rabbi Kivega's Lomdusha of Har. It's a hard kasha. Any time of the day, Kavachom at 6:35 in the morning, it's a Lomdusha, complicated question. But the basic question is pretty straightforward, namely that the Rambam was mechadish to us that Beferishim Satorah Chovel Tashlumin means it doesn't matter what the Malchus is, it doesn't matter what direction the Malchus, where it's coming from, you always pay for Chovel. Chovel, payment for Nezek Tzarei trumps anything and everything under the sun. That's the premise of the Rambam. So says Rabbi Kivega, it's not true, because if that would have been true, so then it should have trumped the Malchus of Baal HaChoso, which it doesn't. The Gemara says, Beferish, Kancha Hishrubo. The Gemara says that if you gave the fellow Hasra, so that he gets Malchus for Baal HaChoso, and he doesn't have to pay, what happened to Beferish of Satara? Chayve Chovel L'Tashlum. That's Rabbi Kivega's cash. So comes the stipler and says, the answer to that kasha is part of our entire picture we've been talking about for the last week and a half of the Rambam. The yesod of our entire sugi is that not all chovos are created equal. There's the chovah b'chaveiro of knocking off arms and knocking out eyes, ayin tachas ayin, that's one kind of chovel. And then there's a very, very different kind of a chovel. The other kind of chovel is the chovel of onus and mefata, the chovel of a person who forcibly taxed this young girl, also has to pay Nezik Tzar, etc. But it's a very, very different type of a Chovel. What was the whole Bir Hadav? What was the Yisod? What proved to us that it's a different Chovel? The Rambam himself. Because the Rambam says, if I'm Moda that I cut off your arm, I don't have to pay. But if I'm Moda that I was Ma'anis you, I don't pay the Knas of 50 Shekel, one with Knas Potter, but I do pay the Nezik Tzar, etc. What's the difference? So that was Rav Stipler and Rav Shach who developed this Yisod for us. From Bnei Brak to Tinek, it was the following Yisod, that Chovel Bechaveiro, in terms of chopping off an arm, is not Momen. It's a different Parsha Legamrei. It's not commensurate to loss, because as we said yesterday, quite frankly, this fellow's not selling himself as an Eved anyway. First of all, he can't even sell himself as an Eved Kenani, and even Mizban Azeh, he can't even sell himself as an Eved Ivri. The whole model of selling yourself as an Eved and Ivka Bashuk was all a facade. It was all in the world of imagination. It wasn't really true. He's never selling himself. He can't even if he wanted to sell himself. So what are you paying for? What you're really paying for, as Rav Shach was Medayif from the Rambam last week, it's a Kofa Ha'ivarim. You're paying because you did a terrible, terrible thing. You cut off a guy's arm, and we really meet us. That didn't dictate. You should have had your arm taken off. Ayin tachas ayin should have met mamish. And perhaps that's the reason why the Torah writes it in such strong, harsh terms, because that's what should happen to you. Ayin tachas ayin. But the Torah had rachmanus on you and said, okay, kofa ayvarim. Instead of having your arm removed, pay the value of what the arm is to the fellow. But b'ikaron, the payment for chovel is not commensurate with damage because there is no way there's no way in a sense to make up that damage because he wasn't telling himself as an eved anyway. So there is no tangible damage in terms of the dmei hayad itself. Ripo is tangible. Shevis is tangible. Those things you do have to pay because of mamon. But the tashlumin of nezek is nothing really we can put dollar cents value on. This is all in contrast to ones. The damage parts of ones is very much commensurate with loss. It's the difference of the girl's value in terms of shidduchim. That's very real. Unlike the person who wasn't planning on getting and becoming an eved, the young girl was planning on getting married someday, and she thought, and she had the right to get married as a basula. And you took that schus away from her. You took away that monetary schus from her to get married b'toras basula. That's going to cost you. That's a nezek. That's a pagam. That's a damage. That's a loss in terms of some very tangible value. So therefore, the Gedolei Acharonim explained, that's where the Rambam says that the knas the nezek of ones parts ways with regular nezek of chavalos. One's b'teres knas, and one is b'teres mamon. Comes the stipend and says they part ways here as well as also. The Torah has this grandiose gzeres hakosav b'feirish rips the Torah chayve chovel l'tashlumen. It breaks all the rules. The starting point is lo kavina mishalem, and all of a sudden, kup the parish of chovel and turns the tables on us. Says the Stibler, which parish of chovel turned the tables on us? Chovel turned the tables on us. Ones never turned the tables on us. The rules never changed for ones. Ones, the parish of paying for nezik for ones, is not ayin tachasayin. It's not even in the parish of ayin tachasayin. It's looked up from different psukim, tachas hasha'ina, l'rabos nezik. The Gemara's other drushes, it is not the parish of Chovel. When you read Parashas Mishpatim Ayin Tachazayin, that's talking about cutting, taking out eyes and cutting off arms and legs. That's not talking about onus. It's too different. The model is way, way different. So says the Stipler, the model is so different that the Gezeirus HaKosav B'Feirush Rips HaTorah does not apply to it. So that's the Pshat the Gemara in Ksubis. So at the end of the day, argues the Stipler B'Das HaRambam to answer B'Kivegas issue, says the Stipler, the Rambam's right, that any and every time we're talking about chovel, ayin tachas ayin, that trumps anything and everything. It trumps the law of hitting somebody, it trumps the law of Yom Kippur, it trumps any and every law in the Torah, and we say, normally loka ve mishalim, guess what, this is different, mishalim yena loka. But that's only true when we're dealing with the tashlumen of chovel proper. When we're dealing with a different kind of tashlumen, tashlumen of nezek for ones, then you go with the regular rules. The regular rules are, which is exactly what the Gemara says in Maseches Subis.
Is there any issue of a mezid or shogim when it comes to chovel? I mean, differences between the two?
Well, normally in terms of chovel chover, in terms of payment, not really, because other more of the olam, maybe mezid, maybe shogim. If it's like an onus gomer, it's a crazy off the radar screen kind of an accident. So that's machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim will say the Ramban argues other more the olam mamish mamish the olam literally. You always have to pay even if it's completely out of your.
There's no shogim.
There's no regular shogim in chovel, right? For sure,
like
right. There wouldn't be any difference, right? So Chobanim, at least we have a picture that has emerged from the sugya as to the unique shit of the Rambam in terms of Chovel. Yeah, many Rishonim disagree with this whole theory of the Rambam. Many Rishonim learned that Chovel, Nezek, Tzar is just plain simple Mammon, and Modu B'Mammon is Chayev, Odos B'Din Kim Eidim Dami. But the Rambam, in a sense, took on everybody else in terms of that. And we explained away how the Rambam got it from, what the lumbus of the Rambam is, how the Rambam is able to use that yourself to answer this other difficult Rambam. But there was one last akuda of the Rambam that still requires a little bit of understanding. And we go back, we'll make a complete circle of the sugya. So we go back to the first of the Mamakomos. So the Rambam in the second of the Mamakomos in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam in Chuschov L'mazik B'Hei Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam who posed the question, how come Nezek Vitzai you don't pay based on your own admission, but Ripu Shevis and Boshes you do? Says the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, the second Rambam comes, V'lama Mishalim Adam Shlosha Dvar Me'elo Piyatzma. Why in the world do you pay for the doctor's bills, for the loss of work, for the embarrassment? Why do you pay that based on your own? Shevis Ra Ripu Mamanu V'yeno Kinas. Says the Rambam, Shevis and Ripu are easy. The fact that you can't go to work for a week, the fact that you have to pay the doctor's bills, so that's a real commensurate with damage. You have to pay the doctor. Ram's going to get paid no matter what. Ram's a tzaddik of a doctor. He didn't take payment from people who couldn't afford it. But the Rambam writes that you're going to have to pay the doctor. You're going to have to pay the guy for loss of work. So both of them are locked. But now the Rambam begins to walk a very, very fine line, a very tightrope. Ram says, what about Boshes? I just got finished telling you that Modu B'Boshes is Chayev. Why is Modu B'Boshes Chayev? If you would ask me, I would have said the most knas out of all of the five is Boshes. I said, Boshes really is not commensurate to anything. Nezek, you can argue, Nezek does have a price tag on it. You could theoretically say yourself as an Eved. Sheves does have a price tag. Ripu does have a price tag. Boshes? why in the world is Boshes, Amodim and Boshes Chayev? So the Rambam asked this question. Why? Boshes, says the Rambam, Lo igia lo ela b'shah shahodu b'fenein shu chavabo, shenechvosh lo chavabo b'fenein min adam ein lo Boshes. But the also evasion he should be show. So says the Rambam, the reason why Modim and Boshes is Chayev is for a totally different reason. Not because you believe that you're Mavayashim. You're not believed. Boshes, Eilucha Kenas, Golden Mizah. Boshes is the ultimate Kenas. So why are you Chayev and Boshes based on your own testimony? Because by admitting in Bezdin that you chopped off the guy's arm, that's a big Busha to him. That goof is adding to the embarrassment. I walk to Bezdin and I say, like, you see that guy over there? Everybody thought up until now, Nebuchadnezzar, he was in an accident. He lost it. Let me tell you what really happened. I beat the living daylights at him, and I was so strong, and he's so weakling, and I pounced, and I caused him a chavola. So the guy's turning white from that statement itself. Says, so boom, that's the chiv. So it's a very, very strange chiv of boshas based on your own hodah. Normally we think modeh b'mabon is chayev, hodah spaldin is chayev. That means I'm modeh that I broke the window. So I'm not chayev for this second of being modeh. My statement now is Megala is revealing that retroactively I broke the window last week, like I said that I broke the window. But Boshes, the Rambam says, not true. The Rambam says, Moedim Kenas Potter, Boshes is a Kenas. And therefore, when I say I chopped off the guy's arm last week, I'm not believed to say that I really cut off the arm. But you know what I am doing? It's not a question of belief. It's a question of the here and now. Right now, in my opening of my mouth and saying this story in Beis Din, the guy's terribly embarrassed. Why is every person so embarrassed now? So that's what the Rambam says. Shehanechvosh lochav bo b'fnei adam ein laboshes. If a guy wasn't embarrassed in front of people, it's not a boshes, it's a private issue. But the minute that I go public with what happened, and I say in front of the entire Beis Din, I was in a sense with Vayishim, that is the moment. So that's the Rambam's very unique shita, why Modu b'boshes is chayev, even though that clearly should not have been the case. So this is a very, very difficult Rambam, because you take a look at the 11th of the Maamar Kamos. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, that's the Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara says, Amri b'marava, it was said over in Eretz Yisrael, in the west, b'shmeid b'yosi b'rabin, in the name of b'yosi b'rabin, zayse meres, from the following statement, the statement that the Gemara was discussing, b'sho b'dvarim potem miklum. If I embarrass somebody with words, I don't have to pay. There is no chiv of boshes with embarrassing words. The parsha boshes is based on psukim in Parshas Kisaitse. The Torah Shabbat Pah interprets a series of psukim at the end of Parshas Kisaitse as referring to boshes. The model that the Torah gives is a chiv of b'chavero. The person is actively doing a maisa. He did a maisa hezek, which caused with it an embarrassment. That's what you have to pay. Boshes b'dvarim, you don't have to pay. No, yeah. We're not advocating embarrassing people publicly or privately. The Gemara says that I'm a is kilu shafich domim. It's as if you killed the person. It's kilu. It doesn't mean you killed the person. You're not chayav bisa for being malbrech avibram. It's an onesh and beis and shalmal. It's an issa diaraisa to be revised somebody. The Torah says, losisa lov chayt. The Torah says, ocher techichas amisecha. Losisa lov chayt. That you have to give ochoch, you have to give tochoch, you have to give musa to somebody if it's practical, if it's feasible. The halacha dictates in that case to correct the person. But the Torah says, losisa lov chayt. So losisa lov chayt has multiple meanings. So one of the meanings is that losisa lov chayt, don't be chote in the process of giving him tochoch. Why? Sometimes you give a guy musa, so that's very embarrassing to him. So if you embarrass him in the process of giving him musa, if you do it for Rabim, it's a terrible affair. So it's a gom, it's a gom to shame somebody. But just because it's an issa to do something doesn't necessarily mean you have to pay for it. There's an issa of Lashon Hara also. A person says Lashon Hara spreads a terrible words about somebody. So in halacha, they don't have the concept of suing the person for libel. It's a terrible avera, but in terms of dinim mamonos, you're not going to have to pay. So except for Motei Shemra, the one case Motei Shemra, Alishto Shazin, so that's the only case the Torah has of putting a little dollars and cents on a Hotzah Shemra. So to over here, the Aveira of Vaisho is terrible, but Lamaisa, in terms of paying of dollars and cents, you're not going to have to pay. Bishop of Dvar Mishpoter. So all the later Acharonim ask in the Rambam, said, wait a second. The Rambam is describing that what the person did a week ago, when he did the act of Chavala, we have no idea whether he did it. There are no Edim. All we have is his Hodah and Modem Knas Mishpoter. Ella, why does the Rambam say you have to pay? Because right now in Beis Din, by telling over the story, the guy's turning white. So the Chronim ask, okay, we feel very sorry for the person, and okay, we say to the Mavayish, that's all nice, not so nice for the person, for neither of the people. But in terms of mumminess, thousand, what are you paying for? What did you do? All you did was bishop and dvarim. You just came forward to Beis and told him a story, and now he's suffering embarrassment for that story. So it's a terrible aveira, but that doesn't carry with the chiyuv of mumminess. So what is pshat in the Rambam? So a very, very difficult Rambam. So different chachamim try to say different things. This is worse than bishop and dvarim, because this is a bishop and dvarim that's connected to a maisa, because you're basically being revayishim now, al smach the maisa that you said before. It becomes a very, very difficult line to explain, because at the end of the day, the Rambam told us, you're not really neman for the maisa. So from the Beis Din's vantage point, the maisa never happened. On our record of Beis Din officially recorded history, we are blank. We have no idea what happened last week, unless we have Edom, Moedim, and Knesset's Potter. So from our vantage point, the only, for lack of a better term, maisa, so to speak, that's happening now, is a lack thereof of a maisa. It's only a bishus dvarim. So the fact that this particular bishus dvarim is reporting that a maisa happened, whatever do anything. He said, right now it's a maisa. It's not a maisa. Right now it's bishus dvarim itself. So this is a very, very difficult aspect of the Rambam. But again, this is almost like tangential to our Rambam. The main thrust of Esugi was to highlight the unique shit to the Rambam, why Nezik and Tsar slipping through the cracks. Well, they're considered to be a knas orient type of halacha. What happened to all the sugyas of Maseches Ksubas, multiple sugyas that the Rambam quotes that clearly treat Nezik and Tsar as being mammon? So we pointed out, the Gedolei Achronim pointed out that every one of those sugyas, just by coincidence, according to the Rambam deliberately, happens to be talking about the Nezik and Tsar of Ones, and Ones is very, very different because Ones really is commensurate with damage. And then we use that Yesod to explain the difficult Rambam in terms of Chobach Merbi Yom Kippurim. The whole theme of our entire list, a couple of Shurim, is basically the Shittas Rambam about how Chovel, classic Chovel, parts ways with the Nezek and Tsar of Ones. That's the main thrust of the sugya. And then in the very end of the sugya, so you have this very last point, where does Boshas fit into the picture? Boshas should have been Kedas. The Rambam says, you're right, it is Kedas, but after Pichein you pay, because of the moment of Beis Din. And that is also very, very difficult to understand, because L'chor, that should fall short in terms of Boshas Devarim. So I don't have a good working shot in the Rambam, but I'm not the first, not the last person to have difficulty with this particular Rambam.
According to the Rambam's thesis, then, let's say, all the if you would just look up all the other Rambams regarding the Ein Chavala associated with killing your son or a doctor, all those Chavalas that are also has a lav in theory associated with it, you would think that you would then part ways and have you just pay as well.
But according to the Rambam, a beferishim satara
doesn't hit somebody or one extra time. Anytime there's a chavala with a lav associated with
but it's the same lav. The lav of hitting somebody is the lav of Beis Din hitting somebody the extra time. It's the same lav.
Right. So that's the thing. So right, the doctor with the hitting your son. Also, there's a chavala there with hitting your son.
Right. But those are sugars you're referring to Maseches Makos about things that are done derech mitzvah. Those are different. The Gemara is not really talking about chavala there. The Gemara is talking about
a few mal. Done right.
Okay, the other question is talking about more than a chavala.
The Rambam would say there,
okay,
too.
Okay, I mean, again, the Rambam's basic sheet is that it doesn't matter where the lav's coming from. The lav's coming from it's 365 lavim, come from left field. It's still subject to the rules of the Beferishim Zotar. Okay, stop here.